Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. You know, we always bring you the most interesting stuff, and today we're diving headfirst into AI and how it's going to shake things up in the dental world.
That's right.
And buckle up, because things are moving fast. We're talking AI changing the way we search online algorithms that might be keeping people hooked to their phones, and both the US and China making some pretty big moves in the AI arena. It's a lot.
It is.
But that's why you tune in, right, to get the inside scoop.
The headlines can feel a little overwhelming sometimes, right?
For sure.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to try to break down these stories and find those hidden connections that might actually impact, you know, the business side of dentistry.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, AI is making waves in the world of SEO.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about small ripples here. This is a tsunami. We're talking streamlined workflows, data-driven strategies, and get this AI that can help create content. It's practically like having a whole digital marketing team working for you 24/7.
And that's a really important point for dentists.
Right.
Because oftentimes, the first place a potential patient interacts with your practice is your website.
Absolutely.
So if you're not optimized to be found on those search engines,
right,
it's almost like you don't even exist online.
It's true.
So understanding how AI is changing this game of SEO,
yeah,
it's crucial in today's world.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And with AI optimization or AIO taking off, dentists really need to be in the loop.
Right.
We're talking about staying ahead of those constantly evolving search engine algorithms.
Right.
Because if you don't, you risk falling behind competitors who are using AI tools to their advantage.
It's like a race for visibility where the finish line keeps moving.
Exactly.
But there is some good news too, right? This whole AI thing can actually help dentists save some time and some resources.
No. Oh, tell me more.
Imagine using AI to generate those blog posts, social media content, even patient education materials.
Wow.
Suddenly you've got a lot more time to focus on what really matters, taking care of your patients.
That's the dream.
It is.
Okay, so we talked about the good side of AI, but let's switch gears for a second. We've got these reports about Instagram's algorithms.
Okay.
And how they might be contributing to addictive behaviors.
Right.
I mean, on one hand, algorithms are designed to keep users engaged.
Right.
Which is fine, but sometimes it feels like it goes a little too far.
Yeah, and that brings up a really important question.
Okay.
For dentists who are using Instagram to promote their practices,
right,
how can they leverage the power of these algorithms to reach potential patients without, you know, contributing to any potentially harmful patterns?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is. It's a fine line to walk.
It is, because let's be real. Instagram is super powerful.
Oh, yeah.
For connecting with people.
Especially the younger generation.
Fairly younger generations.
Yeah.
But as dentists, you've got to be mindful of how you're using it right.
Absolutely.
And make sure you're not taking advantage of those addictive tendencies.
Exactly. And that's why understanding how these algorithms actually work is so important.
Right.
It's about creating content that is truly engaging and that actually adds value to your audience.
So it's not about just manipulating the system.
No, no. It's not about getting those quick clicks or follows. It's about providing real value.
It's all about quality over quantity. I like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got all these players in the AI game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of big players making moves,
mm-hmm,
the U.S. government is stepping up their AI game.
Right.
With this new interim final rule.
Uh-huh.
And they are laser focused on making sure America is a leader in the AI world.
Yeah.
Now, this could have some ripple effects for dental technology down the road.
It could.
What do you think?
I think it will.
What can we see?
Well, this rule is all about supporting American innovation and leadership in AI. And that could lead to some really exciting advancements in AI-powered dental tools down the line.
Like what? Give me an example.
Think about AI assisting with diagnostics,
okay,
treatment planning,
huh,
maybe even surgery someday.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing.
It's like next level stuff.
It is.
Okay. So the U.S. is stepping up, but let's not forget about the global competition. It seems like China is pulling ahead in terms of AI efficiency. Their models are just blowing everyone else out of the water.
They are.
And it all comes down to their strategic approach.
It's fascinating, actually.
Yeah.
You can draw a really interesting parallel here.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Between these Chinese AI models, which are designed to be super efficient by focusing on specific data sets and infrastructure and how dental practices can operate.
Oh, interesting.
Right. By really honing in on their niche within dentistry
right.
and optimizing their workflows.
Okay.
They can unlock similar levels of efficiency.
I like that, working smarter, not harder. Now, before we move on, I want to talk about Bioptimus.
Yeah.
This French startup that just got millions to develop an AI model that can actually simulate biological processes.
That's incredible.
Like, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then you've got NVIDIA, the tech giant, right?
Yeah.
They're rolling out a mini supercomputer specifically for AI and their Cosmos technology. It's generating synthetic training data for robots.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're on the cusp of some major breakthroughs.
The potential is huge. Ow. Imagine Bioptimus's model revolutionizing how we diagnose and treat oral health issues.
Right.
And NVIDIA's technology leading to even more sophisticated tools and simulations.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But wait, there's more. There's another piece to this AI puzzle that we need to explore.
Okay.
The way we search for information,
uh-huh.
it's undergoing a total transformation.
Yeah.
You've got tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity becoming the go-to resources for answers.
Right.
And this shift has massive implications for how patients are going to find dentists in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where things get really interesting. We're entering a whole new era of digital discovery.
Okay.
And dentists need to be ready to adapt.
Right.
Think about it. If patients are relying on conversational AI to get their information.
Yeah.
How do you, as a dentist, make sure your practice shows up in those interactions?
It's like you need to speak the language of these algorithms, and not just Google's algorithms, but for all these new AI-powered search tools.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit daunting, to be honest.
It can be, but there's hope.
Okay, good. I was hoping you'd say that.
It's all about embracing new strategies and being willing to adapt.
Okay.
Instead of just focusing on traditional keywords,
yeah.
dentists might need to start thinking about creating content that answers common patient questions
okay.
in a conversational and informative way.
So it's almost like you need to anticipate what someone might ask an AI and then give them the answer.
Exactly. It's about thinking ahead and establishing yourself as a trusted resource in this AI-driven search landscape.
This is really eye-opening stuff.
It is.
I think a lot of dentists might feel overwhelmed.
I can understand that.
By all this talk of AI and algorithms.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is it's not about fearing the future. It's about understanding it.
Absolutely.
And using it to your advantage.
AI isn't here to replace dentists. It's here to enhance what they can do and help them provide even better care. All right. So let's talk about how all of this AI stuff connects back to the economics of dentistry.
Yeah. Where do we even begin?
Well, I think the most obvious impact is probably on patient acquisition.
Okay.
You know, we live in a digital world.
Yeah.
Your online presence is essentially your storefront.
Right.
If potential patients can't find you easily,
mm-hmm.
they're just going to move on to the next dentist who pops up on their screen.
They're going to go to whoever is easiest to find.
Right. And as we talked about AI-powered SEO and understanding platforms like Instagram.
Right.
Those aren't just nice-to-haves anymore.
Yeah.
Those are essential for attracting new patients.
So it really sounds like investing in these AI technologies.
Yeah.
It's an investment in the future of your practice.
It is.
Okay, so we talked about patient acquisition. What about efficiency?
Oh, that's a great point.
Because I feel like AI could really help with that.
It can. Okay. AI has the potential to automate so many tasks.
Right.
Streamline workflows and even assist with diagnostics and treatment planning.
Oh, wow.
And that can save dentists a ton of time and money.
Yeah. Free up their time so they can see more patients.
Exactly.
Take on more complex cases.
It's like having an extra set of hands.
Yeah.
But these hands are powered by these super sophisticated algorithms.
Super sophisticated algorithms.
I like it. But let's not forget about the potential for AI to actually improve patient care.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Imagine AI helping dentists make more accurate diagnoses, personalized treatment plans.
Okay.
Even predict potential complications.
That's incredible.
This could lead to better outcomes for patients.
Wow.
And potentially even reduce the costs associated with things like misdiagnosis or ineffective treatments.
So really, AI could be a game changer for the whole industry.
It really could.
From attracting new patients
yeah.
to providing better care.
That's the exciting part.
It is.
We're still in the early stages of this AI revolution.
Right.
But the potential is just enormous.
It is.
And the key for dentists is to stay informed.
Right.
Be adaptable and embrace these technologies strategically.
Right. But that might sound kind of overwhelming.
It can.
To a dentist who's not a tech expert.
You know, yeah.
Where do they even begin?
I think it starts with education.
Okay.
There are so many resources available online.
Like what?
Articles, blog posts, webinars, courses.
Oh, wow.
You name it. It's out there.
Yep.
Dentists can also connect with experts in the field,
okay,
go to industry conferences,
yeah,
or even consider hiring a digital marketing consultant who specializes in AI and SEO.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So it's like anything else, the more you learn, the more empowered you become.
Exactly.
But it's also important to remember that AI is a tool.
Right? Right. It's not a magic solution.
It's not like you just plug it in and everything's perfect.
Exactly. It's not about blindly adopting every new technology
okay.
that comes along.
Right.
It's about really evaluating what will actually benefit your practice
right.
and your patients.
So it's not about keeping up with the Joneses.
No, it's not about that.
It's about making smart choices.
Right.
That align with your practice's goals
yeah.
and your values.
Exactly. And remember, technology is constantly changing.
Yeah, that's the truth.
What's cutting edge today might be outdated tomorrow.
So true.
The key is to stay curious.
Okay.
Keep learning and be open to new possibilities.
I love that.
Yeah.
Be open to new possibilities. This has been a really insightful conversation.
It has.
I feel like we've covered so much ground.
We have.
From like the really nitty-gritty details of AI algorithms to the bigger picture, you know, how it impacts the business side of dentistry.
Right.
What stands out to you as like the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I think for me, it's the realization that AI isn't some futuristic concept.
Right.
It's here. It's happening now.
It's happening now.
And it's actively transforming the dental industry.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's how patients find dentists.
Right.
How practices operate or how care is delivered.
Yeah.
AI is playing a bigger and bigger role.
So it's not a question of if AI will impact dentistry.
Right.
It's about how.
It is. And the dentists who are proactive yeah. and embrace these changes,
yeah.
those are the ones who are going to thrive in the coming years.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about surviving, right?
No.
It's about thriving.
It is. AI has the potential to empower dentists.
Right.
To provide even better care, reach more patients, and ultimately build more successful practices.
It's a message of empowerment, not fear.
Exactly.
And I think that's so important to emphasize. AI is a tool. That could be used to improve dentistry in so many ways.
Right.
But like any powerful tool, it's important to approach it thoughtfully and ethically.
Absolutely. We've talked about AI's impact on marketing efficiency, patient care.
Yeah.
But there's another crucial aspect to consider, and that's the potential for misuse.
Oh, okay. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. As AI becomes more integrated into dentistry,
we
need to be cautious about how patient data is used and protected.
Okay, that makes sense.
AI systems should be designed to be transparent
right.
and accountable.
Yeah.
So patients understand how their information is being used.
That's a good point. Patients need to trust that their data is being handled responsibly.
They do.
Are there any other ethical considerations we should keep in mind?
Well, we also need to be aware of the potential for bias in AI algorithms.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, if these algorithms are trained on biased data,
right.
they could actually perpetuate existing healthcare disparities.
That's a really good point.
It's crucial to make sure that AI is used to promote fairness and equity in dental care.
AI should be used to level the playing field.
Exactly.
Not to create new barriers to care.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also need to be mindful of the potential for AI to dehumanize healthcare.
Okay.
If it's not implemented thoughtfully.
Right.
The goal should always be to use AI to augment human capabilities.
Yeah.
Not to replace human connection and empathy.
So it's not just about embracing the technology. It's about using it wisely and ethically.
Exactly. Ongoing education and dialogue are crucial.
Okay.
Dentists need to stay informed about the latest developments
yeah.
in AI
right.
and engage in thoughtful conversations about the ethical implications.
Yeah, this is important stuff.
It is.
I think you've given our listeners a lot to consider today.
I hope so.
We explored how AI is transforming SEO, the power and the potential pitfalls of those social media algorithms.
Right.
You know, that global race for AI dominance
yeah.
and the emergence of new search tools
yeah.
that are changing how patients find information.
Right. It's all connected.
It is. And we tied it all back to the economics of dentistry.
Yeah.
Showing how these seemingly distant trends
yeah.
have very real implications for dental practices.
Yeah. It really feels like AI is just touching every aspect of dentistry. You know,
it is.
It's not just about the tech itself. It's
yeah.
the bigger picture
yeah.
of how we use it responsibly.
Absolutely. You know? It's all connected, and the pace of change is only going to get faster.
Oh, yeah.
But like we've been talking about, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Change brings opportunity.
It does.
And the dentists who are open to learning, adapting and embracing those new technologies.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who are going to really thrive in this evolving landscape.
So really, our final takeaway for today is this AI is here to stay.
It is.
And it's already shaping the future of dentistry.
Absolutely.
The key is to approach it strategically, ethically,
yeah,
and with a sense of curiosity. I couldn't have said it better myself. Stay informed, stay engaged, and stay ahead of the curve.
Love it.
The future of dentistry is bright, and AI is a big part of that story.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, but hopefully you're leaving with a better understanding of just how much AI is impacting the world of dentistry.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation. AI is constantly evolving.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important to stay curious and keep learning.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the latest trends and insights shaping the future of dentistry.